New FDA approvals are bringing one-time gene therapies, disease-modifying drugs, and over-the-counter options into everyday care settings. AI is moving from pilot to practice, accelerating stroke triage, enhancing colonoscopy detection, and augmenting routine exams with smart stethoscopes. Consumer devices like smartwatches can surface early warning signs, but results still require clinical confirmation. Two safety must-knows. New tech is not a magic bullet, and data privacy differs between clinical tools, HIPAA-covered, and consumer apps. Actionable checklists help both organizations and patients adopt innovation responsibly over the next 90 days. Where you could meet 2025's medical breakthroughs. In the emergency room, an AI alert pings the on-call stroke specialist minutes after your CT scan. At your pharmacy, a life-saving overdose antidote sits on an over-the-counter shelf alongside the first daily birth control pill available without a prescription. In a memory clinic, an antibody infusion slows early Alzheimer's for eligible patients. And during a routine checkup, a digital stethoscope flags hidden signs of heart failure, while the watch on your wrist quietly checks for an irregular heartbeat. This guide demystifies 10 advances you're likely to encounter now or soon, how they work, why they matter, where they're used, and what to ask. The tone is optimistic but realistic, with evidence from regulatory announcements and peer-reviewed reports. Treat what follows as a field manual, a practical briefing for individuals, clinicians, and health leaders on what's real today and how to use these tools safely. 1. One-time gene therapy for sickle cell disease. Casgevy. How it works. Doctors collect a person's own blood-forming stem cells, edit them in a lab with CRISPR-Cas9 to boost fetal hemoglobin, then infuse them back after chemotherapy to make room for the edited cells. This approach aims to prevent red cells from sickling and blocking blood flow. Why it matters. After decades of limited options, this one-time ex vivo therapy represents a potential durable benefit for people with recurrent pain crises. It's also the first FDA-approved treatment that uses CRISPR gene editing technology in humans. Where you'll encounter it. Specialized transplant and gene therapy centers with experience in stem cell collection and myeloablative conditioning. What to ask? Am I eligible? Age, disease severity? What are the risks from conditioning chemotherapy, and how are they managed? What do we know about long-term durability and follow-up? What's the treatment timeline, collection, conditioning, infusion, recovery? Proof point. The FDA approved the first gene therapies for sickle cell disease Casgevy, the first CRISPR-based therapy, and Lyfgenia for patients 12 and older with recurrent vaso-occlusive crises following clinical data showing meaningful reductions in painful episodes. CRISPR-Cas9 therapy approval and indication details. BOT2, weekly GLP-1 GIP shot for chronic weight management. Zepbound. How it works. Tirzepatide activates two gut hormone receptors, GLP-1 and GIP, that help regulate appetite and blood sugar. Taken once weekly, it is prescribed alongside a reduced calorie diet and increased physical activity to support clinically significant weight loss. Why it matters. Excess weight drives cardiometabolic risk. Treating obesity as a chronic disease, not a personal failure, opens the door to sustained weight reduction, improved comorbidities, and lower long-term health risk. Where you'll encounter it. Primary care, endocrinology, and obesity clinics, with pharmacy pickup and home self-injection. What to ask? What weight loss is realistic for me, and how will we maintain it? Which side effects should I expect? And when should I call? How do we pair this with diet and activity changes? What coverage, step therapy, or prior authorization is required? Proof point. The FDA approved tirzepatide for adults with obesity or overweight plus a weight-related condition as an adjunct to reduced calorie diet and increased physical activity. The agency also notes that nearly 70% of American adults are overweight or obese, indication and prevalence statement. Alzheimer's antibody that modestly slows decline. How it works. Lecanemab is an antibody that binds to amyloid beta in the brain for removal, addressing a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease pathology. It is indicated for early Alzheimer's, mild cognitive impairment, or mild dementia, with confirmed amyloid. Why it matters. It's the first drug with traditional FDA approval to modestly slow cognitive and functional decline in early disease, an incremental but meaningful step for patients and families navigating a progressive condition. Where you'll encounter it. memory clinics, and infusion centers with access to diagnostic testing, amyloid confirmation, and MRI monitoring for safety. What to ask? Am I eligible? Stage amyloid status. What is the expected benefit and how is it measured? What are the safety risks, including ARIA and monitoring plan? What's the infusion schedule and caregiver logistics? Proof point. The FDA granted traditional approval to lecanemab based on evidence that it slowed decline on a validated clinical scale, with labeling that includes warnings about amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, ARIA, and MRI monitoring efficacy and safety summary. Part 4. New RSV vaccines for older adults and infants. How it works. RSV vaccines train the immune system to prevent severe lower respiratory disease. For older adults, a single dose ahead of RSV season reduces the risk of hospitalization. A maternal vaccine given during late pregnancy helps protect newborns by passing antibodies before birth. Why it matters. V causes substantial severe illness in older adults and infants. Having both older adult and maternal options closes two major vulnerability gaps that drive hospitalizations every season. Where you'll encounter it: pharmacies, primary care offices, and prenatal care settings. Timing is coordinated with local RSV seasonality. What to ask? Which product is right for my age, risk, and when should I get it? Can it be co-administered with other vaccines? What are the common side effects and rare risks? How do current public health recommendations apply to me? Proof point. The FDA approved the first RSV vaccine, Arexv, for adults 60+, noting the annual U.S. burden of about 60,000 to 120,000 hospitalizations and 6,000 to 10,000 deaths among older adults. Older adult approval and burden. The agency also approved an RSV vaccine for use during pregnancy to help protect infants from severe disease. Maternal indication for infant protection. Narcan, naloxone, nasal spray. Now over the counter, what it is. Naloxone is an opioid antagonist that can rapidly reverse the life-threatening respiratory depression of an opioid overdose. The nasal spray format is simple to use in community settings. Why it matters. Wider OTC access puts a proven antidote within immediate reach of families, friends, and bystanders, crucial against an overdose crisis that has claimed over 100,000 lives in a year. Where you'll encounter it: pharmacies, major retailers, and community organizations. No prescription is required. What to ask? How do I recognize an overdose and use the spray? Should I carry naloxone for a friend or family member at risk? What local programs provide training or no-cost kits? What's the shelf life and storage guidance? Proof point. The FDA approved the first over-the-counter naloxone nasal spray, stating the move is intended to further reduce overdose deaths by expanding community access to a safe and effective reversal agent, OTC approval, and public health rationale. 6. O-pill. The first OTC daily contraceptive. What it is. O-pill, Norgestrel, is a progestin-only birth control pill taken once daily at the same time. It's the first oral contraceptive in the U.S. approved for non-prescription use. Why it matters. Removing the prescription barrier can expand access, especially for people facing cost, scheduling, or transportation challenges, important in a country where unintended pregnancies remain common. Where you'll encounter it: pharmacy and retail shelves, as well as online purchase, with clear labeling and usage instructions. What to ask? Is a progestin-only pill right for me and my medications? What should I do if I miss a dose or need backup contraception? Who should seek clinician advice before use, e.g. certain medical histories? What side effects should I expect, and when should I call? Proof point. The FDA approved O-pill for non-prescription use and highlighted that nearly half of U.S. pregnancies are unintended, underscoring the public health rationale for OTC access. OTC approval and public health context. 7. AI stroke alert software that buys back time. How it works. In emergency departments, AI systems analyze CT or CTA scans to flag suspected large vessel occlusion, LVO strokes, and push instant alerts to stroke teams. The goal is faster decision-making for thrombectomy or thrombolysis. Why it matters. In stroke care, minutes of delay cost millions of neurons. Cutting triage and activation time can improve independence and reduce disability after treatment. Where you'll encounter it: ERs, radiology suites, and stroke networks, often integrated with CT scanners and secure clinician apps. Specialists still review images and make the final call. What to ask? Does our hospital use AI triage for LVO And how is it monitored? How are alerts escalated to the right specialists? And who verifies the AI? What coverage or reimbursement supports its use? How is patient data secured when images are analyzed? Proofpoint, a Nature portfolio report, describes AI-enabled stroke workflows that cut key time intervals by roughly an hour, accelerating notification and treatment readiness for eligible patients. AI-enabled stroke workflow time savings, Bot 8. AI Extra Eyes for Colonoscopy, GI Genius, how it works. During colonoscopy, an AI module continuously analyzes the live video feed and highlights suspicious polyps with on-screen boxes, acting like a vigilant second observer to reduce the chance of missing precancerous lesions. Why it matters. The more adenomas found and removed, the more colorectal cancers prevented. Augmenting human attention with an always-on assistant can lift detection quality without changing bowel prep or the procedure itself. Where you'll encounter it? Endoscopy suites at hospitals and GI centers. The colonoscopy experience and preparation remain the same for patients. What to ask? Is AI-assisted detection available for my colonoscopy? How does it affect detection rates and procedure time? Are there added costs for patients? How are false positives handled during the exam? Proofpoint. The GI Genius Intelligent Endoscopy Module received FDA De Novo authorization as a computer-aided polyp detection system. Studies have reported improved adenoma detection, Pont 9, smartwatch heart monitoring, ECG and irregular rhythm alerts, how it works. Popular smartwatches can record a single lead ECG on demand and periodically check for an irregular rhythm suggestive of atrial fibrillation, AFib. Notifications encourage users to seek medical evaluation, why it matters. AFib can be silent yet raise stroke risk. Earlier detection, especially when symptoms are intermittent, can trigger timely confirmation and treatment discussions. Where you'll encounter it? On your wrist, with data you can share securely with your healthcare team. What to ask? If I get an alert, what's the next clinical test, e.g. 12-lead ECG, ambulatory monitor? How should I handle false alarms or anxiety from alerts? How does my data flow into my medical record? Are there costs for confirmatory testing? Proofpoint, the Apple Heart Study. NEJM showed that SmartY possible atrial fibrillation but are not diagnostic and should prompt clinical evaluation, Apple Heart Study. 10. AI-enabled digital stethoscopes for hidden heart disease, how it works. Digital stethoscopes capture heart sounds and sometimes ECG and run algorithms that flag findings such as structural murmurs, AFib, or a low ejection fraction, an indicator of heart failure during a routine exam, why it matters. Subtle signs are easy to miss in busy primary care. AI-assisted auscultation helps non-specialists identify at-risk patients early and route them to echocardiography or cardiology before deterioration. Where you'll encounter it? Primary care, urgent care, telehealth hubs, and community clinics. What to ask? Which conditions can the device flag and how accurate is it? What confirmatory tests follow a positive screen? How are results documented and communicated? Is there an out-of-pocket cost? Proofpoint, an AI algorithm used with digital stethoscopes, has received FDA clearance to help screen for low ejection fraction, enabling point-of-care identification of patients who may need further cardiac evaluation. New tech, a magic bullet. Breakthroughs are powerful but imperfect. AI can miss findings or trigger false alarms, and drugs and vaccines can cause side effects or require monitoring. For example, smartwatch heart features are designed to notify, not diagnose, and users should follow up with a clinician for evaluation, Apple Heart Study, NEJM. Likewise, Alzheimer's treatments carry risks that require MRI monitoring and shared decision-making with clinicians labeled safety information. Treat new tools as aids to not replacements for professional advice. Your data and privacy. These tools generate sensitive data, genetic edits, brain imaging, heart signals, and more. Clinical systems used by covered entities, hospitals, clinics, generally fall under HIPAA, which sets rules for use and disclosure of protected health information, HIPAA protections. Consumer apps and wearables may have different policies and may not be HIPAA covered. Before you use a device or app, read its privacy policy, adjust sharing settings, and know how to delete data you no longer want stored. Conclusion. Actionable Takeaways, a 90-day checklist for adopting innovation for healthcare organizations, governance and oversight. Establish a cross-functional oversight committee for new AI tools, devices, and advanced therapies. define clinical indications, inclusion, exclusion criteria, and escalation override pathways aligned with FDA labeling and IFU, validation and safety. Perform local validation of AI performance on your data, document accuracy, false positives, negatives, and drift. Set up pre-go-live simulations and drills, e.g. stroke AI alert to thrombectomy readiness, infusion clinic MRI scheduling for Alzheimer's therapy. Implement post-market surveillance workflows for adverse events and usability issues, workforce readiness. Train clinicians and staff on interpretation, e.g. AI stroke triage, colonoscopy CAT, device handling, e.g. gene therapy logistics, and patient communication. Publish simple quick reference guides and contact trees for after-hours issues. Equity and access. Audit access by language, geography, and insurance status. Address barriers, transportation, broadband, cost. Proactively inform underserved patients about new offerings, e.g. RSV vaccination, naloxone OTC availability. Operations and financing. Map revenue cycle impacts, coding, prior auth, buy and bill, and verify payer coverage for new diagnostics and therapies. Define ownership for device maintenance, software updates, and cybersecurity. Continuous monitoring. Track outcomes, safety signals, and patient-reported experience. Review monthly and adapt workflows. Share results with frontline teams to reinforce learning and trust. Patient prep, your guide to an AI-assisted visit. Before your appointment, write down your questions if new tech is involved. What does this AI result mean for me? How accurate is it? What are the alternatives? Bring your medication list and any device data, e.g. watch ECG PDF you plan to discuss. Decide your privacy preferences, what data you're comfortable sharing, with whom, and for how long. During the visit, ask your clinician to explain what the tool found in plain language and how it changes your care plan. Confirm alternatives if you prefer a traditional approach and understand trade-offs. Get clear instructions for any at-home device, medication, or follow-up testing. Who to call, when to call. After the visit, know the warning signs that warrant urgent help and the direct number for non-emergency questions. Check how to view your results and notes via the patient portal. Review privacy settings on any app or wearable you use and adjust sharing as needed.